Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right. College football, clear. College basketball, clear. The NBA, clear. Hockey? Are they playing hockey these days? We got a lot of games to hit. Week 11 NFL Sunday. And as you might imagine, I'm percolating. The takes have been marinating. And I don't know if we're quite ready to drop them on the plate for you to consume. But that'll be Sunday, my show on WFAN at 8 a.m. Eastern Sunday morning, which you can watch on YouTube live after the fact, listen to nationally on the Odyssey app, locally in New York, in the tri-state area. 101.9 FM and 660 AM. And then nationally, myself and Sam, 11 AM to 1 PM Eastern. So we'll finalize the NFL bets then. But I'm going to give you guys indications as to where I'm headed with some of these bets. Some teasers that I might like, moneyline parlays, hell, even a couple props. Because I'm feeling good. It's a Friday, man. Yeah. And my wife just texted me. We ordered Chinese food, and I'm going to go home, and I am going to slam some steamed dumplings, chicken with broccoli, and they have this three-pepper chicken at this place by our house that is so spicy. Oh, my God. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. And then I'm going to wash it down with a Yasso Greek yogurt ice cream bar. Hashtag this is 42, Friday night for a washed-up dad. Hell yeah, baby. All right, NFL bets now. We're going to do it because Nick Costos solo here. We're not going to do the Mario music. I want to feel it a little bit. And I want to get pumped up with some NFL Films music. Jake Hassan, please.
Football. Football, football. Let's bet some football. We're talking football. Football is the best.
Okay. We begin in Madrid. Super Bowl VII rematch that the world's been waiting for. I'm not sure if they will honor the late, great Garo Yepremian before kickoff, as the Dolphins play the artist formerly known as the Washington Redskins, who they beat 14-7 to complete an undefeated season in 1972. Dolphins against the Commanders, and Miami is a 2.5-point favorite in this game. We might go to 3, total 47.5, because Washington is the walking wounded. Jaden Daniels is out. We don't know when he's going to be back. Terry McLaurin's out. I can't believe I have to say this. Treylon Burks is out. This matters. The Commanders have no healthy receivers. It's Jalen Lane and Chris Moore for Miami. Bradley Chubb is questionable, as is Rasul Douglas. Austin Jackson on the offensive line is doubtful. I think if I had to bet the side of the game, I actually think I'd lay Miami. I think Washington is like beyond dead team walking. Like, we are like walking dead zombie level here for the Washington Commanders. Not that Miami's not dead team walking, but they at least showed you something last week in the upset win against the Bills. So maybe I'll bet Miami in the game. I haven't made a decision. But one bet that I will absolutely make, and I've been making this bet for a number of weeks now, and I'll give it out here, I'll give it out on Sunday also, is Jalen Waddle over 74.5 receiving yards. He's Tyreek Hill in this offense now with Tyreek Hill out. And in the last six games, without mentioning the Browns game, which was a win game, which I don't think we can really count, he's like 90-plus yards or 100-plus yards in all these games. And now it's a Washington secondary without Marshawn Lattimore, and the number 74.5. As Stone Cold Steve Austin would say, don't trust anybody. As Stone Cold Steve Austin would also say, what? And as Stone Cold Steve Austin would also say, Jalen Waddle over 74.5 receiving yards. Back to the great country, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. And if you don't like me saying that, you know, sorry, it is the greatest country in the world. And we go to Tennessee, the Music City, where the 1-8 Tennessee Titans, 6-point home dogs to Davis Mills and the 4-5 Texans. Total in the game is 37. So C.J. Stroud is out with the concussion. Davis Mills will start. Jalen Petrie is out in the back end of the secondary for the Texans. So we got a couple big ones here in terms of we don't know if they're going to play. Jeffrey Simmons, their best defensive player for the Titans, is questionable, as is number one receiver Calvin Ridley, as is pass rusher Arden Key. So still a lot to figure out here. I don't know that I'm going to bet this game, but if I did, I would lay the Texans. Davis Mills isn't great, but I mean, he's a serviceable backup quarterback. He clearly has a rapport with Nico Collins, and I'm just going to look to see what the number is for Nico. And I'm going to have to pick up the pace here big time. Nico is 69.5 receiving yards. Like, I'm betting that over. For sure. Nico Collins over 69.5 receiving yards. Against the Titans secondary? Come on. Stop it. He had over 100 yards last week against the Jaguars. I don't know how Tennessee's scoring in this game. Maybe Cam Ward comes out and he shows a little something out of the bye week. I'm probably going to pass the game. I'll be on that Nico Collins over receiving yards, though, for sure. All right. Vikings and the Bears in Minnesota. We are off three. Minnesota, a juice 2.5-point home favorite, total 48.5. Is Jalen Johnson, Bill, is Jalen Johnson going to play in this game? Tyler says he's questionable. No way, right? He's not playing. Why is Tyler listening? They just activated his window 21 days on IR. Tyler? What's happening here?
He's on the Bears injury report from their Twitter account. I just report the news.
Bill, can you check what AI says? I need to know what Gemini or ChatGPT thinks. DJ Moore, Rome Odunze both going to play. Jonathan Greenard and Ryan Kelly are both out for the Vikings. Those are big losses. I want to bet Bears in this game. I'd like to bet Bears +3. I don't know if it's coming back. If it doesn't, I may have a small Bears money line bet. I don't love this bet. I like it. It'll be a smaller bet for me. And it's my opinion. And I want to take my opinion, like a little piggy, to market. And my opinion is that while the Vikings have a better roster than Chicago, 2 through 53, and I think even the most ardent, passionate Bears fan would have to admit that, right? Minnesota's roster, 2 through 53, is better than Chicago's. Caleb Williams right now is unquestionably better than J.J. McCarthy. And I think Ben Johnson can out-scheme Brian Flores 1-for-1. I do like the Bears. I'd like 3 to bet Chicago at some point in between now and kickoff. You better you bet on this Friday. Moving on. Bengals and the Steelers. This game will be played on November the 16th. On October the 16th, the Bengals beat the Steelers 33-31 on Thursday Night Football and dealt what might end up being a fatal blow to Pittsburgh's playoff hopes. We shall see. That's how I think this is going to play out. Now, this is the first of several games on the docket, Week 11 NFL Sunday, I don't know what NFL film song this is, but it sounds like it's like sad music. Like soldiers being carried from battle. Jake, can we skip to the next track, please? Can we get something up-tempo? I can't talk about football bets with taps playing underneath me. Anything else?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I guess the answer to that question is no. Okay, it's a little better. Bill just wrote something in the chat that I refuse to read. It is horrible. Bill, just know that it's terrible. And no one else in the chat will get it except for me. And it's awful. Anyway, there is weather in the forecast here for the Steelers-Bengals game. 20-mile-per-hour winds right now is what we're looking at, and you know how weather works. It could be greater when we come to Sunday, off the lake in Pittsburgh, or off the river, I guess, in Pittsburgh, not the lake, rivers. Maybe we see some winds in the forecast. We shall see. I'll talk about it more on Sunday. The Steelers, 5.5-point home favorites. The total in the game is 49. If we get to Sunday and the wind is not going to be a factor, I will like the over. I think Bengals overs need to start with the 5, one of the worst defenses ever. And my lean is towards the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I will say, if the wind is not bad, and I'm just going to see what the prop number is here. DK Metcalf's receiving yards number is 52.5. Trey Hendrickson and Shamar Stewart are not playing for Cincinnati. The Bengals will have no pass rush in this game. And if the wind is not terrible, Aaron Rodgers is going to have time to sling it down the field to DK Metcalf, who will torch these Bengals corners. So assuming the wind is okay, I'll consider laying the Steelers, I'll consider betting the over, and I will bet DK Metcalf over receiving yards. Falcons and the Panthers in Atlanta. Jake, I hate, like Bill, can we get Jake better NFL films music than this? What is this? What is this track? I've never heard it before. What CD is this, Jake? Where is this coming from?
From what we've had from like the last 3 years, I don't know. I don't have the names of them.
It's brutal. Like, Bill, we need to like buy like the actual CD and send it. It's terrible. Anyway, yo, Jake, just play the Mario music. I'm done with this. These are crappy NFL films. We can do better than this. Falcons and the Panthers in Atlanta. Atlanta, a 3.5-point home favorite, total in the game, 41.5. I feel like this might drop down to 3. Pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola on the show yesterday said he loves Carolina in the game. He bet 4, and maybe that's indicative of where the line will end up moving in this game. Injury stuff. Drake London is questionable, but we are expecting him to play. Rico Dowdle going to play for the Carolina Panthers, as will Derek Brown. If this number comes down to 3, I'll consider betting the Atlanta Falcons. I still think Atlanta has some untapped potential upside here with Michael Penix Jr. And maybe they just never reach it. Maybe it never happens. But I'd like to bet into that upside potentially here with Atlanta. I need 3 to make the bet. I won't know if we get it until Sunday. Moving on. Tampa and Buffalo. In Western New York. The Bills, 5.5-point home favorites total in the game, 47. A lot going on here from an injury perspective. Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin are both out again, as is pass rusher Hassan Reddick. For Buffalo, Dalton Kincaid is out, but Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Joey Bosa, A.J. Epineza, and wide receiver Josh Palmer are all playing, as is Khalil Shakir. Now, this is the game that it looks like has the most weather concern on Sunday. I'm seeing like wind gusts like up into the 20s potentially, which definitely favors Buffalo because Josh Allen can sling it through the wind. Baker Mayfield may not be fully healthy. I don't think the Bucs are going to be able to take advantage of a depleted Bills defensive front trying to stop the run. I think I'm going to end up laying the Buffalo Bills in this game. I haven't done it yet, but with Baker not being able to scramble, with Godwin and Bucky out, and I actually think Bucky being out is a bigger deal in this game against Buffalo's run defense. Josh Palmer being out actually does matter for Buffalo. Being back, excuse me, does matter for Buffalo. He can actually win down the field even if he's not a great receiver. I'm going to end up betting the Bills in this game. So I do like Buffalo against Tampa. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about my Giants. Taking on a Green Bay Packers team that embarrassed itself on Monday night against the Eagles. Green Bay, a 7-point road favorite at Jameis Winston, Mike Kafka, in the New York Football Giants, total 42.5. Darius Slayton is out for the Giants, as is Kayvon Thibodeau for the Packers. Nate Hobbs is out. He stinks. I'd rather play Calvin. Matthew Golden is questionable, and he missed Monday night's game, and he's been a fantasy football disaster this year. Look, I understand the thought process behind wanting to bet the Giants. Green Bay's been brutal the last couple weeks. Lost to Carolina, lost to Philly. Brian Daboll gets fired. And we have the fired coach bounce spot where now, well, surely they're going to play harder. And if you believe the Giants, which is like Al Jazeera propaganda, you would think that this is like the 2007 Patriots being held out by a bozo head coach being held back. And I don't think that's the case. I don't. I don't think the Giants are very good. And we're going to get the Jameis Winston experience in this game. And I'm going to have a fun same game parlay to give out on Sunday. That I was talking to one of the You Better You Bet listeners. I'll shout him out on the show on Sunday as it regards Jameis. Or maybe Jameis throws for 500 yards. Maybe he throws for 4 touchdowns. Maybe he throws 5 interceptions. Maybe it happens all in the same game. Here's my guarantee. Guarantee. And I never say things like that on the show. Never. As a Giants fan, I promise you this. The Giants stink. The roster's not good. This is not, I just looked, it's 2025. It's not 1984. You can believe the evidence of your eyes and ears. I don't think the Packers are great. But are they good enough to bounce back against a bad Giants team on Sunday? Absolutely. Dun, dun, da, 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 dun. Bet, pack, bet. I'll lay the points with the Packers on Sunday. And I'd like to wait to see if I get a 6.5. So I haven't made the bet yet, but I am going to like Green Bay. And if the Packers go up to 7.5, oh baby, we're in teaser range for Green Bay. On the other side, the rest of the games coming up for Week 11 NFL Sunday, including Sunday Night Football in Philly with the Eagles and the Lions here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.